With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Florida Senator Rick Scott is calling on President Biden to revoke the visa for Iran's foreign minister after he made threatening remarks against the U.S., Bob Agnew reports.
Scott issued the call after the Iranian official said in a speech before the U.N. General Assembly that if the Israel-Hamas war escalates, the U.S., quote, won't be spared from the fire of the war in the region. Scott says the U.S. cannot tolerate threats from what he calls terrorism sponsors and wrote to the president in a post on X, revoke his visa now, he is not welcome in America. Bob Agner reporting.
Meanwhile, U.S. fighter jets launched airstrikes early Friday on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the strikes were in retaliation for a slew of drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel that began early last week.
I think we've been crystal clear that we maintain the inherent right of defending our troops, and we will take all necessary measures to protect our forces and our interests overseas. As it relates to these groups, again, we know that these are Iranian-backed militia groups that are supported by Iran, and of course we hold Iran responsible for these groups.
Police are continuing their search for 40-year-old Robert Card of Bowdoin, Maine, in an attack in Lewiston that left 18 people dead and 13 people injured. Card, still at large, was considered armed and dangerous, according to police. 2 days after the shooting, police have given no indication that they have any leads into Card's whereabouts. Investigators found a note at a home associated with Card on Thursday that was addressed to his son. The officials described it as a suicide note, but said it didn't provide any specific motive for the shooting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 366 points, SRN News. Christian legal firms are stepping up to help parents purge their schools of pornographic books.
In addition to considering it a parental rights issue, I think it's a child abuse issue because of the potential harm that's done to young children when they see sexually inappropriate material.
Teresa Seibotham is an attorney with Telios Law.
It can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. Girls can be objectified early. That increases their risk for anorexia and other self-harming disorders.
And there's another problem.
It makes them more vulnerable to abuse by adults. Pedophiles use this kind of material to groom children. I mean, this historically has been where kids will get exposed to this type of thing.
She advises moms and dads to find out what books their kids are being exposed to in school. This is SRN News. Kansas officials are calling a massive computer outage a security incident.
And that has kept most of the state's courts offline for 2 weeks. While authorities have provided no explanation, experts say it bears all the hallmarks of a ransomware attack. The disruption leaving attorneys unable to search online records and forcing them to file motions on a piece of paper. State officials have not said if there's been a demand for a ransom or when the systems will be back up. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawyers sparred in a Virginia courtroom over whether a teacher shot by her 6-year-old student should get only workers' compensation. Abby Zwerner is suing Newport News Public Schools for $40 million. The school board argues Zwerner's injuries fall under workers' compensation. The teacher endured multiple surgeries after being struck in her hand and chest. More at srnnews.com.